Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
At the office Christmas party, make sure you're well behaved. Don't get drunk and act like a fool, and come Monday, your job is safe. At the office Christmas party, you will hear a tale or two. Like, this job sucks and I want a raise, and check out the rec on Sue. Ho, ho, that receptionist ho is hitting on every guy. Maybe tonight she'll go home with you. Who knows if you don't try? At the office Christmas party, catch a cab or catch a ride. Congrats to you, another Christmas party's over. You survived.
All right, shut the fuck up.
Holly jolly my ass. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to, you guessed it, Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. Am I an asshole? I sounded like an asshole, like a straight up douchebag, didn't I? Oh man, what's up? It's another fucking Christmas show. Like, you haven't had Christmas jammed up your ass or packed down your throat like sausages for the last 3 months. Because as soon as, Memorial Day is over, Labor Day, Christmas. Everybody talks about Christmas. It could be Halloween and it's fucking Christmas. Thanksgiving and it's fucking Christmas. It's fucking Christmas. Who wants to fuck Christmas? I know I curse a lot, don't I? So, I get the thumbs up from my producer. Yes! I rocked it. I had to do it because he worked so hard to make sure that that was done for me. He wrote the lyrics. He put the music in. And I couldn't dishonor him by not fucking doing it. So, I did it. I slammed it. I put my balls and your balls on the table and drove them home with a pile driver. Whack, 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 whack. Oh, man, what's going on? This is the gift I am giving you because I'm a cheap ass. No, I'm not. I'm not a cheap ass. But I have friends that I can't quite gift things to. So my gift to you is this half an hour of my time and your time. That makes it our time. Yes, Mr. Hand, our time. If you don't know what that is, then either you're too young to remember or you haven't seen one of the greatest doper movies, stoner movies ever, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yes, you should go see it. Speaking of smacking your balls on a table, gosh, my producer, TDVoiceTalent.com, TDHoustonVoiceTalent.com, TDTexasHoustonVoiceTalent, Texas Deep Voice Talent, Balls Hanging Low, TalentVoiceTalent.com/VoiceTalent.com. tells me that there's a punk rocker named G.G. Allen, the letters G, not G.G. as in a G.I.G.I., but G.G. Allen, A.L.L.I.N. Never heard of him before, don't know who he is. For some reason, we went from a conversation of him talking about his dog eating her own shit, which they do. I'm guessing it's for fucking fiber, but she's like, this turd looks pretty good. I think it's a dog chew. Yeah, it's a dog chew, all right. Full of luscious caca. Anyway, so we're going from that And yeah, the chat's on. The chat's on. Yes, it's on. Come on, log in. TD Voice Talent, TD, TBD, Touchdown Voice Talent, .com. The chat is on. We're talking about his dog eating her poo. And he's all, speaking of which, there's a guy, and he called it something. He had some terminology for it, some technical terminology for eating your own shit. I'd never heard of it. Scatastula, I don't know. And he goes, yeah, there's this guy that used to, you know, he was a punk rocker named G.G. Allen. And he goes, you need to see this. You need to watch this. So I went on YouTube and fucking watched this maniac fight with the audience. I mean, you know, those shows were so small that there was no real stage. You're just like on the floor with everybody else, you know, and they can run up to you and shake your hand or do whatever. And he's literally fist fighting in like underwear, brown or black underwear. Who knows what they're like, little Speedos. And he's got this fucked up haircut, like he wanted to do a crew cut and then kind of stopped in the middle of it. So some of it's like done, some of it isn't. And then he's got this like stupid little goatee going on. And I don't know what he's saying, because it'd be nice to understand what the fuck these guys are saying. You fucking idiot. Punk rock. Punk rock is just meant to fight. You just, man, I just want to fucking fuck somebody because you're pissed because you can't understand it. That's why. If you can understand it, my name is William Ann, this is punk rock. They're going to be like, nah, I know what you're saying, dude. I can get it. Your name is Will, and this is punk rock. Billy Bo, don't fucking forget it. Anyway, he does a show in San Antonio, Texas that's fucking hilarious. And he's got like this jacket on. He's got his little Speedos on and shoes, I guess. I don't know. I've never seen his feet. His hands are like brown, or he's got gloves on. And so he's like, you know, taking his jacket off and he's singing. He's got one of those big fucking shake weight looking microphones, you know, those big bulbous ones with a big, look like a big knob on the end of it. Those Shure microphones, by the way, that's like a fucking club, man. Cops don't need a billy club. Just bring a Shure microphone. Hey, stop right there! Whap! Anyway, so he's taking off his jacket and he starts singing, and somebody out of the audience just runs up and just whap! Hits him right across the, right in the fucking eye with a right cross. Bam! Hits him, and he turns around and goes after him and starts chasing him with a microphone, and he's like fighting everybody. He's like picking on people to fight. Nobody really wants to fight, because there's this like mostly naked guy running around after you wanting to fight. I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking touch you. I don't know where you've been. You got your hands in your pants. You know, you're singing. Who knows where the fuck you just were? Your nails are probably dusty as shit. And you want to fight? No, I don't want to touch you. I really don't want to hit you. I'm not afraid of you. I don't want to catch what the fuck you got. And then he's into his set, turns around, pulls down his little briefs, and takes his shit on stage. Turns around like a cat, looks at it, picks it up, throws a turd into the audience, still sings, grabs some more, puts it in his mouth. Yes, and then sings some more. He's like sucking his fingers like it's finger-licking good chicken, like it's KFC. And he's sucking on it like it's the best shit ever, and still singing. Meanwhile, then he goes and starts hunting other people to fight with. You know, these retards, punk rock fans aren't the brightest. They would scatter, but then they'd get back into it. They'd be like, oh yeah, they're fucking badass. Yeah, shit, yeah. Where can you go to get shit thrown at you? The zoo. Try it out. You know, I don't want to fucking stand there and, you know, mosh with a bunch of other people with shit. Hey, maybe that breaks up a mosh pit though, huh? You know, you're throwing shit into the audience and fuck. Oh, there's a fight. Let me just throw some of my shit into there. That's perfect. Perfect. Whenever I see a fight or somebody's doing like road rage or something, or somebody cuts me off, I'm going to bust out a turd and just wing it at them and see what happens. Well, you know, most of the time I'm pretty regular, so I won't have any. I'll just be like, well, you know, I'll pretend, or I'll fart. No. I'm quite silly. I'm just a goof, but I just want you to laugh. That's all. Just laugh. I need you to fucking laugh. Please, please, God. Oh, God. Did anybody see Full Metal Jacket? Remember? they did a blanket party on him. So Private Pyle was this, you know, lard ass, and he was holding the rest of the platoon down. You know, he wasn't running as fast. He was jumping over shit. So the rest of the platoon said, let's fuck him up. And they put these, and this is, you know, supposedly back in the 60s, they took these little hand towels and they put bars of soap in it. Back then, a bar of soap was like a fucking brick, man. It's not Dove or Irish Spring. It was like lava. It was fucking lava. And it weighed like a 2 pounds, man. That sucker. So they wrapped it up in towels, and then two dudes held him down with a blanket, and the rest of them were just thumping him in the stomach with these fucking towels with the soap in it. And he's like, he gets up, he's like, ow, ow. Great actor though, man. That guy's fucking awesome. And he still does TV today. He's Vincent D'Onofrio. He's in one of those cop shows. So if you haven't seen it, I'm bringing to light his previous, you know, movies and shit like that. But how do we go from G.G. Allen? You really need to check it out. If you really want to get more shocked, you're going to check out The Mentors, M-E-N-T-O-R-S. Now, these guys were a three-piece band, drummer, guitarist, bassist. The drummer sang very good riffs, like good hooks, good riffs. They were a bit colorful with their song, like Sandwich of Love, The 4F Club, Find Her, Feel Her, Fuck Her, Forget Her. Not quite radio or satellite radio material. Even satellites like, nah, it's a little bit too much. We'll take G.G. Allen and his shit eating first before we do The Mentors. But The Mentors, they had fucking talent as musicians. God dang. The singer was a nasty little pig, but he could drum his ass off. And the guitarist and bassist, man, they were just good. The singer was, help me out, TD. He was, the singer. Anyway, I'll get back to that. He's going to type it up in the chat. If you're not in the chat, which you aren't, you need to get into it. You need to log in and get into the chat because, El Duce. Drums, he was on the drums, Sicky Wife Beater on guitar, and Dr. Heathen Scum on bass. So a mixed bunch of nuts. G.G. Allen, it was a little bit too crazy for them, I'm sure, but El Duce, he would, you know, fuck a catcher's mitt. So he'd be like, come on over to the club. You can be a fourth person. Here's a tambourine. I do the singing around here. Scumbag, don't eat your shit in front of me. That's kind of how he sounded, so. Oh, man. Hey, let's move on. So, Star Wars is coming. I talked about that last week, and I'm going to touch on it again. So, people have Facebook. I have a Facebook. You know, I have a fan Facebook. You know, you can see me on there. And, you know, I also have another Facebook, by the way, which I was in Facebook jail because I posted a picture of, you know, get offended if you want to. That's fine with me. Everybody gets offended if you say the wrong fucking shit, if you fart upwind, whatever. Everybody gets offended over something. So I'm out of fucks. I don't have any more to give. And I wish I had some to give this Christmas because this is the season for giving of fucks. I just don't have any. So I'm going to say it. I posted a picture of our fearless leader, and I guess he was the original picture, he might have been eating something because it looked like his mouth was wide open, but somebody kind of photoshopped a dildo, which is a fake penis, not real. And I saw it posted and I reposted it, and somebody's like, that hurt my feelings. And then they reported me, and I was out for 24 hours from fascist book, the Nazi organization run by a Jewish guy. Yes, I just mentioned two white folks, and I'm fucking white myself. You know, but fuck it. Hey, what are you going to do? Am I offending everybody else? What's up, my wigga? Hey, my wigga, you fucker. I pronounce it with an E-R, yes. This is me. This is me being an ass. Anyway, let's get back to the topic here because I go off on a tangent. Star Wars is coming. The newest one is coming. And what I notice about Facebook fans is they like to do this, especially when The Walking Dead was on. I have folks that I follow from the East Coast,
And, you know, I'm on the West Coast, and they like to, oh, as soon as it's over or while it's playing, they fucking update their Facebook. Okay. Don't watch a show and then get on Facebook every 10 minutes. Ooh, did you see that? OMG, I can't believe. Ooh, you know, you obviously don't have anybody next to you to talk to if you have to do that, because that's reserved for the people you're talking to. Whoa, can you fucking believe that shit? As you're hitting them in the shoulder and they're like, nah, don't hit me. Instead, we have Facebook so we could tell our hundreds of fans what just fucking happened before other people get to see it. Reminds you, you're not telling just the people in your vicinity or your town. You're following people from all over the world that haven't seen the shit that you're watching. So you're spoiling it. Don't be a fucking spoiler. Yes, they're on a mission. They want to just, oh, I got to be the first one. No, you don't. Stop being first. Stop being fucking ahead. Stop being first. Stop cutting people off. Stop trying not letting people over. You want to cut somebody off and then not let somebody else back over. I see that all the time on the freeway. It's not road rage, it's observation. That's why I don't get in accidents, because I look ahead. I see what other idiots are doing. I don't do the same thing. I stay in my lane. I plan my trip. I make it home safe. That's all you got to do. Plan your trip. Stay in your lane. You'll make it home safe. That's it. Don't lose your shit while on the road. If somebody fucks up, they're going to get in the accident, not you. You know what they need?
It's the holiday season again. The happiest time of the year. But not for you. Once again, you're in that sad pit of loneliness and sorrow. Perhaps you're missing your loved ones from years gone by. Or you didn't get that big promotion or that bonus you were promised. Or your husband left you for that trophy wife that is 25 years his junior. Or you're just single and can't get a date. But don't despair. There's a solution in your time of need. It's called vodka. That's right, vodka. Mix it with orange juice and you've got the classic screwdriver. Or try it with grapefruit juice and you've got my favorite, the salty dog. And for all you Java junkies out there, pour it in your coffee and creamer, and you've got the delicious White Russian. And for all you sophisticated people out there, you can always shake it up in a martini. Vodka. Millions of Russians and Polish can't be wrong. So drink up. Screw it, it's Christmas. But please enjoy responsibly. You don't want to see you on the 10 o'clock news. Merry Christmas from the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat.
That's right. That is my producer, TD Voice Talent, Radio Texas, TD Texas Voice Talent, Deep Voice Talent, longballs.com. Make it sound like a porn. Yeah, why you go ahead? You got promotion. Yeah, I got long balls. All right. It's like, when did you turn black? You got long balls, but you don't have to sound like Billy D. Williams. All right, bye, guys. So anyway, what's going on? Star Wars. Let's get back into Star Wars. So there's the guy. There's the General Akbar. We didn't see it back then, did we? General Akbar? General Akbar? As in Allahu Akbar. Okay, it's not pronounced with 30 R's, all right? But it's still Akbar. A-C-K-B-A-R. So George Lucas said, let me just stick a C in there. That'll fucking fool them. Well, it did, until I just kind of realized, hey, wait a second. Wonder what his first name is.
My first name is Alawa. Last name Akbar.
Motherfucker. You. Oh, man. Like, you know, we didn't see that coming. I didn't see it coming. But it's General Akbar. General Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And I'm going to ask, hey, man, I didn't make that up. I don't tell them to pull the cord. I don't tell them to press the button. I don't tell them to do that. I don't make these videos where they're saying Allahu Akbar before they're shooting people and shooting rockets and failing, blowing themselves up, putting together a fucking suicide vest and the whole room gets wiped out. They're putting a bad RPG into their fucking tube and it blows up right in their face. They're trying to do a mortar and boom, turned into smithereens. That's not my fault. I'm just repeating what I see. Don't fucking shoot the messenger. If Mr. Allahu Akbar is fucking chopping heads, don't look at me and go, oh, you motherfucker. Could you say that? How do you notice that? Just turn the other cheek. Why? So you could chop the other side of my head off? Fuck you. Anyway, this goes a special shout out to my guy, Alan. You know who you are, Alan. I know you're probably not listening right now. Or maybe you are. Maybe you are. But I appreciate the love, brother. Oh, yeah, yeah. By all means. Oh, anyway. What am I? Man, I got a lot of shit to cover here. I might as well just save it for next time. but what's in the news? Let's see. John Madden.
Brett Favre was like the greatest quarterback ever.
I know I don't sound like John Madden. There's only one person that sounds like John Madden, and that's not even John Madden. That's that little Frank Caliendo. But he just had open heart surgery last week, and he's recovering. So I could just see him, though, awake during it and going, no, that's not what the ventricle goes up there, boom. And he's writing on the fucking chalkboard of where his ventricle is and all this other shit. And the doctors are like, oh, yeah. You want a Green Bay logo on your heart while we got it open? You want us to etch Brett Favre's face on your heart so we'd be close to you at all times? So when we go and do an x-ray, you'll see Brett Favre just beaten. Thump, 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 thump. Oh, no. Kim and Kanye had a baby. I don't know what their name is, though, with the new baby. Pretentious baby name? Pretentious? Pretentious. Oh, pretentious. Sorry. I just can't read. That's what it is. I don't know what the new baby name is, so you're going to have to type it in because I don't follow that whore. She's famous for taking Ray J deep downfield. Saint? The baby's name is Saint? Oh, my God. Saint West and Bait North. I thought white people were strange with their names, but I think Kanye kind of turned it and flipped it and made it, no, weird rappers. Yeah, weird rappers. Because white people, you know, Apple and, you know, Blanket. Well, no, that was, no, Blanket. That was Michael Jackson. Holy shit. White people don't have the funny names. Black people do. Blanket. Saint. North. What's next? It used to be like Noxzema and Crest and Airbag. Now it's Northwest, Saint West. Oh, fuck my face in the face. Man. Oh, God. Anyway, I had to interject that. I had to say. Now it's time to sit back. Now I'm just going to sit back. I've been sitting forward because I wanted to sing this song, and I'm glad you all enjoyed it. I hope you liked it. I've got a bit of a singing voice, I suppose. Yeah. And I get a bit of a talking voice, too. So if I really wanted to get, you know, deep down and dirty, I could just talk like this, you know? You know what I mean? And I could just talk like this and just kind of do this like TV voice talent does. And he's like, so. So what's up? You know, I'm here to. I need a latte. Yeah, and I better not cost a latte either because I'm on a budget. Yeah. Oh yeah, I do voice talents. Yeah, that's how voice talent actors. If you notice, you know, what you'll see voice talent actors or anybody that's on TV that gets interviewed, they talk like they're doing a fucking thing, right? So. You know, if you're a voice talent actor and somebody says, so what do you do in your spare time? Well, in my spare time, I like to just kick back on the couch. Yeah, drink coffee. I drink U-Band with a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of brown sugar, a lot of creamer because I love my coffee with my cream.
And I just sit back and flip the channels. Sometimes I fart. I may scratch my balls. I'll get up. My wife will make me some dinner. We'll go in the bedroom after a shower and have hot sex. I'll just doob. I can't keep a straight face. Fuck. I'll just bust one on her. I'll have her clean it up, though, because I ain't picking up that shit. No way. All right. I didn't want it. It's yours now, baby. You take care of it. I'm going to take me another shower. And I'm going to sleep. Don't bother me. Make me a sandwich, bitch. Not TD voice talent, though, man. He's fucking real. He's like, yeah, I do my voice talent and whatnot, you know, and then I get on the phone with him, and it's a totally different. It's like, my bro, totally different. I won't badmouth you though, man. But I wouldn't badmouth you. It'd be more or less like, you know, I just don't want to paint a bad picture of you. Like, oh no, I don't say that. Gosh, I don't know. By golly gee, Willikers, that's not me. No, yeah. But anyway, what was I going into? Yeah, okay. Screech, Saved by the Bell. Remember Screech, that geeky, curly-headed fucking freak, Screech? He's going to jail. He's going to be screeching on some pee-pee in a second. Screech is going to get screeched. Yeah, bitch. I used to like you in that show. You Screech, right? Yeah. Screech this, motherfucker! Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's disgusting. I do. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me. Tourette's, I guess. You know? And you never see somebody with Tourette's in church. You never do. Or they are in church and they're saying something, and then somebody tries to make some other shit up, like, you know, oh, I'm speaking in tongues. And they're like, next to them going, meanwhile, the Tourette's guy's going, cunt, asshole. And then once he's done, then it's just like, oh my God, the Lord has blessed him with tongues. And I'm like, whew, that was a close one. Almost got tossed out of church. I kind of wanted that cracker in mine. Ah. You know what the original Netflix and chill was? The drive-in. The drive-in was the original Netflix and chill. It was called drive-in and fuck. You know? You knew automatically back. Well, see, okay. I've been to the drive-in before. I always went with an ex of mine. And she had kids. So, yeah, that's kind of how it went with me. I've been to drive-ins and just nothing ever happened. You just go to a drive-in and fuck. You just like, okay, well, I guess I'll. Or I went with the drive-in with, you know, two of my buddies. And, you know, it wasn't like a circle jerk or anything. You know, so to me, drive-ins were just, I went as a kid. My dad, my mom, the three of us. And we're just, you know, we're watching a movie. Dad's snoring in the front seat. Got to be woken up, you know, at the end because we got to drive home. But that was fun. He used to make the popcorn in the popcorn popper, you know, and it would he put the oil in, real oil back then. He put the oil. Fuck, I'm almost done, and I got all these other shit I got to do. I'll do them next time though. And he would pop it, and he'd pour butter on. He'd fucking melt butter, and pour it on there, and he'd have so much popcorn, and we'd eat that. He'd eat that. That was the best fucking popcorn. That was the best times. Bambi, and we watched all kinds of other shit. I remember, I think we watched Serpico. Who takes their kids to watch Serpico? You know what I mean? Rocky. You know, we watched all kinds of good movies. You know, my pops, that was the original Netflix and chill. I mean, there was a lot of people that went to drive-ins and were like, well, I saw the first 10 minutes of it, and after that, I just saw a bunch of fluids. You nasty fucks! Anyway. I got so much more to cover, and I should have done a 45-minute show because I thought I was going to the gym, but I'm not because I'm tired. I just had a great show. Thanks. No, I'm not doing that. Not yet. Here we go.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.